I just don't understand something sometimes. That's why I reach out to others for help. Take my latest problem, for example. My teenage daughter has just come home from school with a shocking letter from the school principal. It appears she was teaching other girls how to swear, and she was showing them her vagina and telling them it's called a cunt. She was explaining how people fuck, telling other kids what a cock was and how it fucks into a cunt. She has only just started high school, for God's sake, and here she is, all depraved, talking filthy. When her daddy got home, I told him about how our little angel has turned into a little devil. Her daddy said we needed to take her to the new priest in town and do whatever he suggested. So I called up and made an appointment for the next evening. Me, my husband, and our naughty daughter were going to see the priest. When we arrived, I was really surprised. This new priest was young and really good looking, and he looked friendly. His appearance put me at ease, and I thought it was going to be easier talking to him than talking to some old priest. I showed the priest the letter from the school principal, but he said he didn't have his glasses, so I had to read it to him. Strange, he didn't look old enough to need reading glasses. But oh well, my husband and I never used dirty words. I was embarrassed to be saying them out loud, but Father assured me it was okay. Just go ahead and do it, he said. So I said our daughter, whose name is Chastity, by the way, was using words like cunt and fuck and cock, and she was showing other children her body. Father looked at our daughter and asked her, "Child, why did you say such naughty words like your mother just read from the school's letter?" Chastity just smiled and said, "I love causing trouble. I love being dirty and telling my friends how to fuck and say filthy things." Then she said, "It's my cunt. I own it. So why can't I show it? I know men like seeing a sweet young cunt. My friend's dad looks at my friend's cunt every day." Then she pulled her short dress up and spread her legs wide and flashed her cunt at Father. The little devil had no panties on. Then she shocked us all as she rubbed her gash and said, "Would you like some of this young snatch, Father?" Father took us aside and said, "We'll call her bluff, push her limits, and see how far she'll go." We were going to embarrass her and put her in her place. We were the adults. We'd teach her a lesson. So we all agreed, and we went back to Father's office. And Father said, "Why did you do that? Show yourself like that?" And our daughter smiled and said, "Because her cunt is beautiful, and she loves playing with it." She still had her legs spread, and I noticed my husband and Father were both staring at her tiny gash. Our baby daughter would surely go to hell, because she said, "Come on, Father. You know how you'd like to fuck my virgin fuckhole. I bet your cock is hard underneath your robe." And like lightning, she grabbed her father's robe and yelled out, "I was right. I was right. Father's cock is hard." Then she looked at her daddy and said, "I bet yours is hard too as well, Daddy." From where I was sitting, I knew she was right. I could see his pants tenting. "Okay," said the priest, "you want to be a young slut? Then get on your knees, little girl, and suck my cock." And to everyone's surprise, she did it. And Father looked surprised. We were going to call her bluff, but she was calling ours instead. Then Father pushed our daughter onto her back and knelt between her thighs and rubbed his priestly prick up and down her little fuckhole. I turned to my husband and said, "What are you going to do? It looks like Father is going to fuck our baby girl." Hubby shocked me when he said, "I want him to fuck the devil out of her. Then I'm going to fuck her myself." I heard her daughter cry out as Father drove his large prick in her tight cunt. She tried to push the priest away. She cried out, "It hurts! Please stop! My cunt is hurting! Your cock is too big! My cunt's too small!" And tears were running down her face. The priest looked at me and said, Hold her down. I'm fucking the devil out of her. So I got behind our daughter and held her still as I could. I felt that the priest knew what he was doing, and I could only hope that he was successful. Our daughter was still yelling and crying out, and Father said, "Do something to shut her up." And my fucking husband, her daddy, did. He shoved his cock into her mouth. Fuck, things were getting out of control. I was holding down my daughter so the priest could fuck her cunt, and her daddy fucking her face to keep her shut up. I knew my own twat was getting wet. This was exciting me. I was helping our daughter get raped. I could watch Father's meat sliding in and out of Chastity's fuckhole. I guess we will need to christen her again with a different name after this. Father kept telling our baby she was a fucking evil little cunt, and he was going to bless her with his holy spunk. She had stopped struggling by now and just lay there, two cocks, both balls deep, one in her snatch and the other one making lumps in her thin throat. I never knew priests swore, but he looked down at my baby and said, "Get ready, you whore of a devil. Your cunt will be cleaned with my spunk." Then he cried out and unloaded his spunk into her cunt. Then Father's cock slipped from her cunt, and he pushed my husband away from face-fucking our child, and Father's cock was covered in cunt cream, his spunk, and her blood, and he painted a holy cross on her forehead. "Bless you, my child. You are now free of the devil." I looked over and saw my husband had been busy while Father painted a cross. He had his big prick deep in our baby's fuck box, and he was fucking her really hard. She was not crying out anymore. In fact, her skinny little hips were rising up to meet her daddy's prick, fucking into her gash. I was so fucking horny, helping holding our daughter get raped, and her cunt was flooding with cunt juice. I reached down to finger fuck my gash. Father was watching my hand fingering my twat, and I saw his meat start to harden. And suddenly, there he was in front of me, his hands on my head, and he was fucking my face. I had a priest's cock fucking my mouth, and I could taste my daughter's cunt juice on it, her blood, and Father's cum on it. And I loved it. While I was sucking Father's cock, I heard my daughter say, "Fuck me harder, Daddy. Plow my young cunt. I want you coming my gash, Daddy dear." And she looked up at me sucking the priest's meat and said, "I won. I won, I won, I won. You didn't fuck the devil out of me. I fucked him into all of you." And my daughter said, "I made a priest fuck my young cunt. Made my daddy fuck his own daughter. And you, Mommy, are cleaning the cock that took my virginity." Our daughter was right. Father was shooting his cum into my mouth, and I swallowed every drop. She let out a very low growl and laughed as her daddy emptied his balls into her fuckhole. We all looked at each other. She was right. We had all sunk to a low level and did as the devil wanted. We realized we were all doomed when from her mouth came a growl that stated, "This is just the start." Lots of Chastity's friends had met the devil, and she wanted to bring some home to meet her mom and dad and father. She also wanted to go visit some of the other parents. As we all looked at each other, I think we all decided it was going to be a rough ride, but a life full of young cocks and cunts and lots of dirty fucking was better than no cocks or cunts at all. And speaking about cocks and cunts, I said mine was the only one not fucked tonight. And both the guys offered to fix that up, but only after my daughter demanded that she make my cunt wet and ready. Of course we all agreed. As I lay back with my daughter eating my greedy cunt.